Lesson 13 speaks of training them, remembering continually how God trains His children. Now, God's got a training program for His children. Amen? You say, well, preacher, I don't know what that is. Well, you're not a child of God. You ever get to be a child of God, you'll get in God's training program. Amen? When you mess up, God will show you messed up. He'll lead and guide, direct you in everything that you never do if you're one of God's little children. He says, the Bible tells us that God has an elect people, a family in this world, all poor sinners who have been convinced of sin and fled to Jesus for peace, make up that family. All of us who really believe on Christ for salvation are its members. I believe there's a lot of houses out there that are not homes tonight because we don't have this basic principle that we've never come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But if we ever come to that knowledge, I believe He'll take those houses and make them a home, a place where God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is welcome. Amen? So now God the Father is ever training the members of His family for their everlasting abode with Him in heaven. He acts as a husbandman, pruning His vines that they may bear more fruit. He knows the character of each of us, our besetting sins, our weaknesses, our peculiar infirmities, our special wants. He knows our works and where we dwell, who are our companions in life, and what are our trials, what are our temptations, and what are our privileges. He knows all these things and is ever ordering all for our good. Ain't you glad of that tonight? Everything that takes place in our life takes place for our good. You say, well, what about those trials and temptations? Because it's to make you perfect. Amen? To bring you to maturity. As long as we just keep our eyes on Jesus, praise God, He'll work that mighty work in our hearts if we'll let Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He allots to each of us in His providence the very things we need in order to bear the most fruit, as much of sunshine as we can stand, as much of bitter things as we can bear, and as much of sweet. Reader, if you would train your children wisely, mark well how God the Father trains His. He doth all things well. The plan which He adopts must be right. It's the same with us tonight. The plan that we adopt for our children must be right. And I'm afraid today that we're living in a world and we're running to and fro, amen, seeking after the things of this world, but we don't have a plan for raising our children. We don't have a plan for doing it right. But I want to say there's a God of glory that'll help us if we first trust in Him. He said if we'd seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, He said all these other things, God will begin to put in place, amen. God wants us to seek Him first. And we begin to seek Him and we begin to recognize Him. Praise God. He'll put our homes in the right perspective. But I'm afraid we're so far out in left field, praise God, going about doing our own thing that we forgot about what God wants to do for us. God wants to fix our homes today. He wants to take a house and turn it to a home. But praise God, we're so far out there, we won't let God do what God wants to do. And He's right there. He's begging us. He wants us. He's waiting to bless us today. If we'd just take time to be blessed. Amen? So see then how many things there are which God withholds from His children. Few could be found, I suspect, among them who have not had desires which He has never been pleased to fulfill. There has often been some one thing they wanted to attain, and yet there was always been some barrier to prevent attainment. It has been just as if God was placing it above our reach and saying, it is not good for you, this must not be. Amen? There's a lot of things in my life that I'd like to have, like to have done, but God's put them out there and said, uh-uh, that's not for you. Amen? It's because I couldn't handle it. Amen? Because I didn't need it. And God knew that, and that was for my good. I thank God for that. I thank God for those unanswered prayers, praise God, when I prayed for things that I thought I needed and wanted, but God says, you know what? You don't really need that. He was probably saving my life. Amen? I always wanted a faster car and a faster bike, amen? But God was always, hey, He gave me what I needed. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, Moses desired exceedingly to cross over Jordan and see the goodly land of promise. But you will remember his desire was never granted. See, too, how often God leads His people by ways which seem dark and mysterious to our eyes. We can't, now listen to this. We cannot see the meaning of all His dealings with us. We cannot see the reasonableness of the path in which our feet are treading. Sometimes so many trials have assailed us, so many difficulties encompassed us, that we have to not been able to discover the needs be of it all. It has been just as if our Father was taking us by the hand into a dark place and saying, ask no questions, but follow me. Sometimes it seems like that. It seems like God just takes us by hand. He said, hey, don't worry about it, just follow me. You know what we need to do? We just need to follow God. Because God will bring us out on the other side, praise God, into His marvelous light. And praise God, we'll be safe and sound, I guarantee. He's never led anybody into some dark place and left them there. Never has, amen. If you just hang on to that, the precious hand of God, stay with Him, He'll lead you through, praise God, all the way to the end of the way, and He'll deliver you safe over on yonder shore. That's a promise of God tonight, amen. And if we'll take hold of God, follow Him tonight, and bring our children along with us, praise God, they can get there too. Amen. For the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He said there was a direct road from Egypt to Canaan. Yet Israel was not led into it, but round through the wilderness. And this seemed hard at the time. The soul of people, we are told, was much discouraged because of the way. Exodus 13, 17, Numbers 21, 4. Amen. A discouraging way. But, you know, we're living in a discouraging way, in a discouraging time. But praise God, God's got a way that He'll see us through it if we'll just follow Him. Amen. He won't leave us out in the wilderness to perish. It may seem like our families is falling apart, everything's coming apart at the seams, but praise God, if we'll just trust the Lord, He will not let us perish. He promised us that He would not let us perish. Bless His holy name, if we'll just trust in Him. So see also how often God chastens His people with trial and afflictions. He sends them crosses and disappointments. He lays them low with sickness. He strips them of property and friends. He changes them from one position to another. He visits them with things most hard to flesh and blood. And some of us have fainted under the burdens laid upon us. We have felt pressed beyond strength and have been almost ready to murmur at the hand which chasteneth us. Paul the apostle had a thorn in his flesh appointed him, some bitter bodily trial, no doubt, though we know not exactly what it was. But this we know, he besought the Lord thrice it might be removed, yet it was not taken away. 2 Corinthians 12, 8 and 9. Now reader, notwithstanding all these things, did you ever hear of a single child of God who thought his father did not treat him wisely? No, I am sure you never did. God's children would always tell you in the long run. Amen, in the long run. You know what God is? I think about that today. I sit and I turn to study. God is kind of like a financial system. You take your money and you deposit into something. And you wait and the stock market, and you trust the stock market's going to keep growing and growing. And they tell you now what you got to do is you can't be in it short term, because you're going to have some highs and lows. But said the way the economy works, if you keep it in there for the long term, amen, you're going to be a winner in the end. You're going to have sufficient funds, praise God, that you need. And that's kind of like God is, praise God. If we just get in there, there's going to be some highs and lows, but praise God, I want to tell you, when we get to the end, it's going to be sufficient. Amen. Glory be God. Glory, there's going to be enough to sustain you through the duration of this thing. Amen. That's why there's no place to quit. If you quit and you get off now, praise God, you may be one of them low places, and you'll just end up with nothing. See, we got to stay in it, praise God, till God says we're finished, and then we can receive the reward. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. It'd be better then. Yeah. Amen. Said it was a blessed thing they did not have their own way, and that God had done far better for them than they could have done for themselves. It always will be that way. Yes, and they could tell you too that God's dealings had provided more happiness for them than they ever would have obtained themselves, to His soldiers in the battle. And that His way, however dark at times, was the way of pleasantness and the path of peace. I ask you to lay to heart the lesson which God's dealings with His people is meant to teach you. Fear not to withhold from your... Now listen. Fear not to withhold from your children anything you think will do them harm, will do him harm or her harm, whatever his own wishes may be. This is God's plan. Now, I like this right through here. Now, you listen carefully. He said, hesitate not to lay on him commandments on which he may not at present see the wisdom, and to guide him in ways which may not now seem reasonable to his mind. This is God's plan. Now, I underline it. This is God's plan every time down there with red. And all this other stuff I underline with green, praise God. Just not enough. So that's something that we've got to do, praise God, for the glory of God. Amen. Shrink not from chastening and correcting him wherever you see his soul's health requires it, however painful it may be to your feelings. And remember, medicines for the mind must not be rejected because they are bitter. This is God's plan. And be not afraid, above all, that such a plan of training will make your child unhappy. I warn you against this delusion. Amen. Did you get that? Against a delusion. If we think, well, if I correct my children and I make little Johnny mine and do what he's supposed to, according to what God says, that he's going to make him unhappy. He may be unhappy for just a moment because he don't know what's right for him, but praise God, he'll be happy in the long run. I don't know a soul. Now listen to me just a second. I don't know a soul sitting in the house of God anywhere tonight that'll look at you straight in the eye and say, you know what? I wish Mom and Daddy had never taken me to church. I wish Mom and Daddy had never told me about Jesus. I wish that old Sunday school teacher had never taught me about Jesus. There's not a soul anywhere, praise God, that's sat under the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, sat in old time Holy Ghost filled Baptist churches like this one and could say, hey, dude, I wish I'd have never went. No, sir. They brag on the Lord. They say, boy, I'm glad that Mama took me. I'm glad that Daddy showed me. I'm glad for that old Sunday school teacher. I'm glad for that old slobbering preacher. Amen. They may not realize it now, what's good for them. That's why we're here. That's why we're doing this thing. So you can see, praise God, it's not what they want. It's what God says is good for them. Amen. That's what we got to give to them. And if that means chastening, if it means not laying the rod to them, then so be it. Amen? For their good. It says that depend on it. There is no sure road to unhappiness than always having your own way. To have our wills checked and denied is a blessed thing for us. It makes us value enjoyments when they come. To be indulged perpetually is the way to be made selfish, and selfish people and spoiled children, believe me, are seldom happy. You know what's wrong with the world today? We've got a whole lot of Hollywood here. Hollywood, have you ever noticed Hollywood? They've got their millions and their millions and their zillions of all kinds of money. And they ain't none of them happy. They hopping from one person to another, and they're hopping from place to place. They're taking drugs. They're sucking down alcohol. They're committing suicide. Why? Because they're trying to find happiness in the world. And the happiness is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Happiness is knowing Him, amen, and a free pardon of sin. That's where happiness comes from. And that's what we got to instill in our children. It's the most important part. Glory to God. But we're spoiled. We've had so much for so long. Amen. We're spoiled. He goes on and says, reader, be not wiser than God. Train your children as He trains us. Amen. God chastens us. God talks to us. God speaks to us. God disciplines us. God encourages us. That's why we've got to train our children in the same way as God trains us, me and you. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Go to lesson 16. Lesson 16. You pray real hard. I said we're going to finish this night. Amen. Train them remembering continually the promises of Scripture. Amen. Do you remember in the front of your book what He told us in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6? He said, train up a child in the way he should go, the way he should go, not in the way he would go. And when he is old, he'll not depart from it. He gives us a commandment with a promise. Amen? A commandment, something we got to do, with a promise if we do it. That's pretty simple, isn't it? So in order to receive the promise, we've got to do what He commanded us to do. Amen. He says, I named this also shortly in order to guard you against discouragement. I encourage you to don't be discouraged in trying to do right. Our children are going to be rebellious. It's a given. Amen. It's their sin nature. It's part of them. It's part of who they are. But when they are, then we've got to be the authority, stand up and say, you know what? That's wrong. Amen. Said, you have a plain promise on your side. Train up your child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Think what it is to have a promise like this. Promises were the only lamp of hope which cheered the hearts of the patriarchs before the Bible was written. Now you think about this. The only thing that the old patriarchs had was the promises of God. They didn't even have the Word of God. Amen? They just had the promises of God. Enoch and Noah and Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, all lived on a few promises and prospered in their souls. Promises are the cordials which in every age have supported and strengthened the believer. He that has got a plain text upon his side need never be cast down. Amen? You can count on the Word of God. If God makes you a promise, amen, you can count on that promise. God is the ultimate promise keeper. Now these fellas that's running around here saying that they're promise keepers, now they may be, but I know one that's ultimate promise keeper, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's God Almighty. He'll keep His promise if He's made a promise. And if it's in His Word, if He gives you a promise in His Word, He will not renege on His Word. He's immutable. He cannot lie. Amen. So He will fulfill what He promises. Fathers and mothers, when your hearts are failing and ready to halt, look to the word of this text and take comfort. Think who it is that promises. It is not the word of man who may lie or repent. It is the word of the King of Kings who never changes. Amen? Ain't you glad for that? Hath He said a thing and shall He not do it? Or hath He spoken, and shall He not make it good? Neither is anything too hard for Him to perform. The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. Reader, if we get not the benefit of the promises we are dwelling upon, the fault is not Him, but in ourselves. Think, too, what the promise contains before you refuse to take comfort from it. It speaks of a certain time when good training shall especially bear fruit. Now listen to this very carefully. When a child is old, amen, when a child is old, you may not see results right now, but if you stay consistent, amen, you stay with the Lord, you keep doing it the way God says, one of these days will be a payday. We may not see it in our time, lifetime, Brother X, but praise be to God, we count on promises, amen. Paul and Silas over there in the Philly, and that jailer come to him, and he said, what must I do to be saved? And praise God, he said, hey, listen, you just got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, you shall be saved, not only you, but your household. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We can't give up on the promises God's made us. We just hold on to the promise. Count it as already in the bank. We may not see it, but praise God, it will come to pass if we just trust the Lord. So surely there is comfort in this. You may not see with your own eyes the result of careful training, but you know not what blessed fruits may not spring from it long after you are dead and gone. It is not God's way to give everything at once. That's, you know, that's what the hardest part of being a parent is, patience. Amen? Would you not agree? The hardest part of being a parent or grandparent is patience. We've got to have patience. And the Lord helps us with that. But that's the hardest thing. Waiting. Praying and waiting. Afterwards is a time when He often chooses to work, both in the things of nature and the things of grace. Afterward is the season when affliction bears the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Hebrews 12:11. Afterward was a time when a son who refused to work in his father's vineyard repented and went. Matthew 21:29. And afterward is the time to which parents must look forward if they see not success at once. You must sow in hope and plant in hope. Amen? Trust in the Lord. We've got to just trust the Lord. The Lord knows what we need, and He'll supply that need if we'll just put our trust in Him. You know what the problem is? Let me just stop long enough to say this. A lot of our problem is we don't spend enough time in need talk to God. Amen? How many times, listen family, how many times have you fasted and prayed for your children? How many times have you fasted and prayed for your loved ones? How many times have you fasted and prayed for your family? I mean, I'm just talking about do without lunch and spend that time talking to God on behalf of your children, your family. Not nowhere near enough. Amen? Prayer changes things. Amen? If we want to see results, we need to come together and we need to pray one for another and pray for our children. Amen. That God will help and encourage them. I think the world's drawing them with a mighty hand away from God. But I want to say there's a God of glory that loves them. His mighty hand, amen, I believe God's pulled up His sleeve and exposed that strong arm, and He wants to draw them back one more time. It's not about the games and the gimmicks and playing around, but praise God, it's about the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. It's about the power of God in the house of God one more time. It's about the Spirit of God unleashed, praise God, in the presence of a holy God, amen, by a holy God, amen, who wants to bless us and help us on purpose, who wants to pour out His Spirit upon us, amen, so that we can receive the blessings, that we can get in on this thing, praise God, at the end of this race. We're almost finished. This thing's almost done. But praise God, God's not finished. Amen. Praise the Lord. It says, cast thy bread upon the waters, saith the Spirit, for thou shalt find it after many days. Ecclesiastes 11:1. Many children, I doubt not, shall rise up in the day of judgment and bless their parents for good training, who never gave any signs of having profited by it during their parents' lives. Amen. I believe there's a lot of them going to be that way. I believe we may pass on out of here, but there's going to be some children or maybe some grandchildren come along behind us, praise God, and are going to profit by the stand that we took in the day and the hour that we live. So go forward then in faith and be sure that your labor should not be altogether thrown away. Three times did Elijah stretch himself upon the widow's child before it revived. Take example from him and persevere. Amen. We got to stay in this good fight of faith. There's nowhere for us to quit. We've got to stay in it because, if we don't stay in it for us, let's stay in it for the children's sake. Amen. For the children's sake, we've got to persevere. For the children's sake, praise God, we've got to fight that good fight of faith because we may be the only Bible they ever read. Amen. And if they don't see us, praise God, serving the Lord and walking and doing right, they may never see it. And they never know, may never come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. But we know that God gives us help if we'll just receive it. Lesson 17. To train them, lastly, with continual prayer for a blessing on all you do. Amen. Now did you get that? Train them, lastly, with continual prayer for a blessing on all you do. What your part of it is. Remember we studied about that, how it's our responsibility to raise them and show them right? Amen? He said, without the blessing of the Lord, your best endeavors will do no good. He has the hearts of all men in His hands, and except He touch the hearts of your children by His Spirit, you will weary yourself to no purpose. Water, therefore, the seed you sow in their minds with unceasing prayer. The Lord is far more willing to hear than we to pray. Far more ready to give blessings than we to ask them. But He loves to be entreated for them. And I set this matter of prayer before you as the top stone and seal of all you do. I suspect the child of many prayers is seldom cast away. Amen. You bathe your child in prayers, praise God. You spend some time on your knees talking to God about your young, and God will get their attention. God will direct their heart. God will, amen, hear and answer your prayer. I believe that with all my heart. If I didn't believe that, we wouldn't even done this. I'd just fold it up and go to the house. But I believe God is still hearing and answering prayers. Amen. Bless His holy name. Look upon your children as Jacob did on his. He tells Esau, they are the children which God hath graciously given thy servant. Amen. He said, hey, listen, my children are a gift from God. If we could realize our children are a gift from God, and we just need to give them back to God, amen, and being good, godly parents, God could bless us one more time. Amen. But we don't appreciate what we have. So look on him as Joseph did on his. He told his father, they are the sons whom God hath given me. Amen. Genesis 48:9. He said, count them with the psalmist to be an heritage and reward from the Lord. Psalms 127:3. And then ask the Lord with a holy boldness to be gracious and merciful to his own gifts. Mark how Abraham interceded for Ishmael because he loved him. Amen. Oh, how Ishmael might live before thee. Genesis 17:18. See how Manoah speaks to the angel about Samson. How shall we order? Now listen to this. How shall we order the child? And how shall we do unto him? Judges 13:12. Manoah went to God, the angel of the Lord. He said, Lord, what do I need to do to raise him well? What do I need to show him? What do I need to speak to him? How do I need to encourage him? How do I need to direct him? Amen. He said, hey, I don't know. I want to know from you. See, we got Dr. Freud and Dr. Spock and everybody else to tell us how to raise our children when God Almighty, praise God, has pinned her down. He'll direct us if we'll listen to Him, if we'll go to Him prayerfully, if we'll ask, praise God. He said, you have not because you ask not. And if we just ask God, He will show us how to do this thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Observe how tenderly Job cared for his children's souls. Now listen to this. He offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For he said, it may be my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually offered up sacrifice for his children, just in case they sinned. I wonder how many times we went to the Lord and said, Lord, would you please just watch over? Would you please forgive my children? And if they've done anything wrong, please, Lord, help them to know to do right. Amen. It'd make a difference. It'd make a difference. Parents, if you love your children, go and do likewise. You cannot name their names before the mercy seat too often. But you know what we do? A lot of times we ain't very careful. We'll call out every kid in the church, but we won't mention ours because we think ours is all right. How many times have you ever done that? Huh? We'll go out in the community. We'll try to get everybody else young and in, get everybody else saved, try to tell them what's right, and we won't tell our own children. Amen? God help us. So now, reader, in conclusion, let me once more press upon you the necessity and importance of using every single means in your power if you would train children for heaven. Every single means in our power to train children for heaven. Amen? I know well that God is a sovereign God and doeth all things according to counsel of His own will. I know that Rehoboam was the son of Solomon and Manasseh the son of Hezekiah, and that you do not always see godly parents having a godly seed. But I know also that God is a God who works by means, and sure am I, if you make light of such means as I have mentioned, your children are not likely to turn out well. Fathers and mothers, you may take your children to be baptized and have them enrolled in the ranks of Christ's church. You may get godly sponsors to answer for them and help you by their prayers. You may send them to the best of schools and give them Bibles and prayer books and fill them with head knowledge. But if all this time there is no regular training at home, I tell you plainly, I fear it will go hard in the end with your children's souls. Listen, home is the place where habits are formed. Home is the place where the foundations of character are laid. Home gives the basis of our taste and likes and opinions. See, then I pray you that there be careful training at home. Happy indeed is a man who can say, as Bolton did upon his dying bed to his children, I do not believe not one of you will dare to meet me before tribunal of Christ in an unregenerate state. Amen? He said, hey, listen, I've lived before you. I've brought God before you. I've kept God before your eyes. I've told you about God. He said, if whether not one of you dare come before the tribune of Christ, he said, unsaved, unregenerated, because he said, you know how to be saved. Hey, wouldn't it be nice that we could know that we know that our children are all right, that they're saved and on their way to heaven? Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, fathers and mothers, I charge you solemnly before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, take every pains to train your children in the way they should go. I charge you not merely for the sake of your children's souls. I charge you for the sake of your own future comfort and peace. Truly is your interest so to do. Truly your own happiness in great measure depends on it. Children have not been the bow from which the sharpest arrows have pierced men's heart. Children have mixed the bitterest cup that man has ever had to drink. Children have caused the saddest tears that man has ever had to shed. Adam could tell you so. Jacob could tell you so. David could tell you so. There are no sorrows on earth like those which children have brought upon their parents. Oh, take heed, lest your own neglect should lay up misery for you in your old age. Take heed, lest you weep under the ill treatment of a thankless child in the days when your eye is dim and your natural force abated. You know, we've got people growing up today, children growing up, that won't have nothing to do with their parents. Mom and daddy's down or getting old, getting up in the year, and children won't help mom and daddy. That's as unbiblical as can be. Amen. We're supposed to be there for our mamas, our daddies. We're supposed to be there to help. It's not their responsibility to take care of us all our life. We're supposed to grow up and be men and women. And when mom and daddy start getting frail, praise God, it's our turn, praise God, to repay all the years they spent on us. Amen. If we're not willing to do that, then we need to be saved. Amen. If we're not willing to help when we're needed. If ever you wish your children to be the restorers of your life and the nourishers of your old age, if you would have them blessings and not curses, joys and not sorrows, Judahs and not Reubens, Ruths and not Orphas, if you would not, like Noah, be ashamed of their deeds and, like Rebekah, be made weary of your life by them, if this is your wish, remember my advice betimes. Train them while young in the right way. There's a right way and a wrong way to bring up our children. Amen. God said He'd help us to do it right if we just let Him. He said, as for me, I will conclude by putting up my prayer to God for all who read this paper, that you may all be taught of God to feel the value of your own souls. This is one reason why baptism is too often a mere form and Christian training despised and disregarded. Now listen, it says too often parents feel not for themselves, and so they feel not for their children. Amen? If you're not concerned about yourself before God, how can you be concerned about the souls of those little ones that God has given you? We must be concerned for ourselves. We must take responsibility for ourselves. We must realize that God has given us that responsibility, and God is a drawing power, or to be drawing us closer to Himself. And if we're not getting closer and closer to God every day, then something's wrong in our lives. We ought to be desiring a closer walk with the Lord every day. But I'm afraid he's hit the nail on the head. We don't have any concern for ourselves. How can we have concern for our children? God help us in this last hours that we live. Man, this Brother Fry was talking about in the prayer room tonight. This thing's about to come to a head. We've got wars in diverse places. We've got tornadoes and earthquakes and volcanoes going on in diverse places that's never been before. And he said, when you see these things begin to come to happen, he said, look up and lift up your head. Your redemption draweth nigh. We're living in the last days, people. We need to wake up. Amen. We need to be ready because the Lord is coming. So we need to be crying aloud and sparing not, giving the gospel and encouraging others to get in. So too often parents feel not for themselves, and so they feel not for their children. They do not realize the tremendous difference between a state of nature and a state of grace. And therefore they are content to let them alone. You know what the difference in a state of nature and a state of grace? A state of nature is just letting them do what they want to as long as they do okay and act like good, decent people. But there's a big difference in being a good, decent person and being a good, moral, convicted person that loves the Lord Jesus Christ and has been born again. That's the difference. I'd rather know that my child has been born again, praise God, and is okay for heaven than him to have the biggest degree, praise God, at Carolina's God. Amen? I'd rather they know the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin than have anything this world has. Now the Lord teach you all that sin is that abominable thing which God hateth. Then I know you will mourn over the sins of your children and strive to pluck them out as a brand, as brands from the fire. The Lord teach you all how precious Christ is and what a mighty and complete work He hath done for our salvation. Then I feel confident you will use every means to bring your children to Jesus that they may live through Him. The Lord teach you all your need of the Holy Spirit to renew, sanctify, and quicken your souls. Then I feel sure you will urge your children to pray for Him without ceasing and never rest till He has come down into your hearts with power and made them new creatures. We need the help of the Holy Ghost of God in the day we live. Amen. To reach our children. The only way we're going to reach them is through the Holy Ghost of God. We baptize them in. We sign them in and everything else and say that they're children of God. But if the Holy Ghost of God don't deal with their hearts, amen, they'll die lost and go to hell, lost without God and spend eternity in damnation. But praise God, if the Holy Ghost of God, if we pray and seek God's face and the Holy Ghost of God moves upon them, He can move on them to the saving of that soul. That's the only way you ever be saved. That's the only way we got saved. It took the Holy Ghost God moving on our hearts. You say, well, preacher, it seems like the kids are so hard-hearted that they won't listen. Amen. Just preach the gospel. Lift up Jesus. Let them see Him in your life, praise God. And the Holy Ghost of God will convict them. We can't bring them in. We can't pull them in. We can't drag them in. If they would, we'd get us a rope and a horse and go out and lasso them, praise God, and we'd have the house full. Can't do it, though. It takes the Holy Ghost of God. But I want to say, when God's people come together and begin to pray, amen, it's just like at Pentecost, they was up in the room, they begin to pray, praise God, that place was shaken. Amen. The power of God came in. Praise the Lord. The Lord grant this. And then I will have good hope that you will indeed train up your children well. Train well for this life, and train well for the life to come. Train well for earth, and train well for heaven. Train them for God, for Christ, and for eternity. Amen. If we're going to train our children, we got to train them for the Lord. We got to train them with the aspect of heaven on our mind. We got to realize that the only way our children will ever get there is if they see the Lord Jesus Christ high and lifted up. Amen. As the Savior of the world. That's the only way that they'll ever come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way that they'll ever see heaven is through Him. Amen. And it's our duty as parents to come alongside and do our part for the glory of God. But the Lord can't do it for us. We have to do our part. He give us children. He give us grandchildren. Now it's just up to us to just do what's right in the eyes of God. Just be that living example that He gives us, amen, so that we can be an example to them so they can see Christ, the Holy One of God.